Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
It is Monday morning, which is Hometown Hero. And I have the benefit, 1 minute, of having two special guests on today. Because today is International Kindness Day. So my two guests, welcome for coming today, is Captain Len Kane himself, the creator of the Kindness Campaign, and Ariana, the creator of the Kindness Club for Kids.
What? How do you know?
Okay. So,
Mary, you're echoing. You're echoing all over the place, Linda. Mary.
On. Yep, give me. Is that better?
That's better.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Soundboard.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Yes, sir. Gangway, welcome aboard. Glad to be here with you, gentlemen, and Mary.
All right, Ariana, let's start with you because your attention span is zero today.
Finish.
All right.
Finish.
All right. Talk about kindness. What is kindness?
Helping.
And what do you do to help?
Help people and delivering meals from people.
And what else do you do to help?
Friends, and stay out of road. Is it wrong?
No, that's right.
And to stay out of people's way, and stay away from strangers, and do kindness and love from God.
Good job.
Wow. Boy, this is pretty cool, Mary, having the founder of the Gordon Lewis Society, founder of the Kindness Campaign, and then the founder of the Kindness Campaign for Club for Kids. How incredible.
Ariana, come here. I want you to say hi and bye before you go.
Hi.
Wait, come here. All right, now say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ariana.
Hi.
How are you, Mariana? God bless you, my dear, for all the nice things you're doing. Help to make it a better world. Keep up your good work, my dear. God bless.
And she is gone. The attention span is 5 minutes today.
Well, then we did pretty good.
We did. So,
hey, Mary.
Yes, sir.
Since today is known as Hometown Heroes Day, as we broadcast the show to 93 countries, and I appreciate you confirming that to us. So, Len, it is 93. You had asked me last night, 93 countries. Now, I'm hoping to be able to announce very soon that we're going to have a connection. We've sent a note off to Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, presidential candidate, and now spokesman on for Fox News and many other places. And he has a TV show every Saturday night and Sunday on cable TV around the country. And he brings on famous people, Americans, hometown heroes. And they may be from the musical field or their loves. He loves to have people like a hero, like our Captain Len Kane. So we've sent off an introduction and a request to have Captain Len Kane appear on the Huckabee Television Network.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, we got, you know, we got all the details to work out, so we'll be in contact with you, Len, but I want to let you know that we are actively promoting you, promoting the Kindness Club, and promoting the Kindness Club for Kids. And what a dynamic show that would be with you guys, like Captain Len Kane and, well, Ariana Stanley, who helped found the Club for Kids. Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm tongue twisting. My tongue's all tied up here today. So, Mary, I'm going to turn it back to you, but I just had to tell you, I had to share that, you know, you and I started working on this in Linda this morning to follow through with this opportunity, and we're going to make it happen.
Oh, sounds great. Great idea. Great plan.
So, Mr. Kane, with it being International Kindness Day, I would love for you to talk about what got you started in creating and your inspiration. Because I love hearing the story, and I know you tell it every Friday, but it is such a great story.
Well,
it ties into Veterans Day on where you came up with the idea to create a club for being kind.
Well, it's a pleasure to be part of the program with you, Mary. God bless you for all the service that you did in the military. And now you're helping out children, churches, charities nationwide and worldwide. That's an awesome program, and you're doing a great job with it. Happy to have you. And, of course, your two children, Mariana, and, of course, David, right there with you, and your husband. Wonderful stuff. So that's really encouraging to everybody. And ladies and gentlemen, we were mentioning here the Golden Rule Society Charities Kindness Campaign, which is going not only nationwide, but worldwide. And as Mr. Ron Clayton mentioned, we now communicate with 93 countries. And this radio show, Blog Talk Radio Show, is played on 6 days a week. Monday through Saturday, we take Sundays off for people to give the opportunity to go to their churches or houses of worship, wherever they want to be, whatever they're doing. But the kindness campaign, which the Golden Rule Society is doing, we're sending it out to everybody and everybody, and we have them simply share this information with their family, their friends, their neighbors, their churches, their charity. And it makes a lot of sense. Everybody agrees. So our charity, which we've been doing for more than a half of a century, 51 and a half years to be exact, and we've got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I don't know many people that say that if they ever met anybody who was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. So we've got 5. And in 2014, we were notified that we were the number 2 in the world. And that's very honorable and very satisfying. And, of course, we're all non-paid volunteers. And we've got senior advisors, 24 of them, 24 nice, wonderful people. And today, you've listened to Mr. Ron Clayton. And now you're listening to Sweet Mary. And they are both senior advisors to the Golden Rule Society. And as I mentioned, we're all non-paid volunteers. And whenever they do something especially good, I tell them, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to double your salary. And they all laughed and giggled and turned around and said, hey, Captain Kane, two times nothing is still nothing. But they get paid in their heart, in their mind, and in their soul. And I'm sure that the good Lord is keeping an eye on them. But let me get back to the kindness campaign. And here's what it is that we ask people, just simply share with whoever you want to share it with. And it goes like this. It's very simple, very powerful, we think, and everybody else does as well. With kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. It's sharing the love that the good Lord gives us with others. And that wouldn't it be a wonderful world if everybody would just do that little thing? With kindness, love, and hope in your heart, treat others the way that you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. It would be a wonderful world, because this is why the good Lord put it here, and too many people are trying to destroy it. Makes no sense, killing and murder and all that stuff. But on the brighter side, let's make it a better world. And I ask people, I said, have you got a minute to help make it a better world? And all you have to do is share kindness campaign program. Take it and make it a better world. That's what it all takes, to share with others. So Mary and Ron, let me turn it back over to you, and I'll take a sip of my coffee. How's that? Thank mm-hmm. you kindly.
Sounds good.
Thank
you. The only issue I have about International Kindness Day being in November is we're already starting to get that holiday spirit. And we're already starting to, with the Salvation Army, starting their kettle club and getting ready to donate and do all this stuff. We should have International Kindness Day more in the summer, where we forget about being kind. We get so wrapped up in our world and we're, you know, done with the Christmas spirit. We're done with everything. So we start to be more self-centered again. And so really we should be doing this all year round, but really emphasize, you know, in the harder months when our kids are home and family struggle and things are going on, to be kind to each other. You know, simple things as, you know, not having your headset in or your face glued to your phone screen and saying hi to somebody, or just nodding, opening the door, picking up garbage you see. Little things, you don't realize how they can make such a huge impact on someone's day.
Well, you know, that's so cool that as you've described this, Mary, and of course, the fact that Ariana caught on so quickly when this first came about, I know Len had originally been talking about it on Veterans Day a year ago. And we started a soft launch, and now, of course, we're more, really, its major launch has been made, and we're looking at all different kinds of ways that we can bring it and make it available. When I say it, it's a program. It's not just something that's haphazard, although the obscurity and the opportunity for something as wonderful and good that this program is, and Len Kane is, that people are catching on. It's like word of mouth going on fire. On the internet, they call that viral. And right now, the kindness campaign is going viral. We're making plans to have Len Kane, Captain Len, on national television show, and that we'll be able to continue. And with that, we're also introducing, and I made as part of the invitation, not only would Captain Len be there in his admiral's uniform, but he'd have at his side the founder of the Kindness Club for Kids, the Princess Ariana Stanley. And I'm just telling you, I just get goosebumps thinking and talking about this, because we're going to carry this program, and it's going to be not only because it will have national attention, but it's going to be able to continue to grow. And there are a lot of organizations. There's even TV commercials that are incorporating the word kindness. Haven't seen it. It's now starting to just, it's like a little sparks starting all over. It's like when you start a fireplace and you use little twigs and things to launch the big fire. Well, that's what's in the process of happening. And we're so proud because Len Cain has demonstrated through his entire career in life, you may not think being a pilot, and being a pilot in war, that's kindness. But what he did is he helped protect American lives, the American way of life. See, there's two enemies out there. There's two sides, and one's an enemy of ours. And that enemy doesn't want us to prosper and grow and have great lives and be able to help each other get better if we're ill, all those things. There's a group of people that represent that and do that and live that. And then we have the kindness campaign that is a bright, shining star on the hill. It's a light that can make a difference. And we can change this world. We can do it. But it takes effort, and it's not an accident. And so here we are taking on Monday morning, Monday afternoon, to be able to take time and make sure that we're going to take another step forward, making that happen. Len, my salute to you, sir.
Well, to defend the innocent, protect the freedoms of the people, that's just a job that has to be done. Because as we all know, there are good people in this world, and there are a bunch of bad people, and all they want is power and control. And if somebody takes control of you, your life, you don't have a life. We want freedom and justice. And it's the American way. It's the human way. It's the should we. The way the good Lord wants us to live. With kindness. Mary, you are doing great work. Ladies and gentlemen, you just ought to stay in touch with the shows, the Blog Talk Radio show. And I tell people all the time when they're listening to the show, I said, welcome aboard. And I say, watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs, but he said, hey, it's a radio show. How can we watch his lips? But I said, okay, I did that. A little levity goes a long way. But here's the deal. The point is this. What you want to do is enjoy life and get yourself a pen, a pencil, whatever you have, and a piece of paper. And I want you to write this down. Very simple. Most everybody knows how it goes. The website. It's www.goldenrulesociety. And that's all one word, no spaces between Golden Rules. But it's www.goldenrulesociety.org. The letters O-R-G. Simply means that's our charity. And it's a founded here in this great state of California in the United States, but it's not only in California, it's throughout our country and throughout the world, recognized as an organization that's been helping children and churches and charities nationwide, worldwide, for more than half a century, 51 and a half years, if you really want to be precise. But that's the nice part about it. We don't get paid. And people say, well, okay, you're just looking for donations. What we encourage people in our charity is if you want to make a donation, why not make it to your church or your charity that you know? Because you know where the people, who the people are, you know where the money's going and what they're doing. So everybody's happy. Because when people don't make a donation to the Golden Rule Society charity, why? We share it. I mean, we have to pay for our electrical bills and stuff like that, but no salaries. And that way everybody's happy. I said, hey, this is good. They're not trying to take advantage of us. And what we do for you, when you go to the site, you're going to see very nice gifts. And I'm going to give you one example to start off with. It's called Hope for You, because Mr. Ron Clayton, he is the president of the Hope Collection. It's the organization that is founding and supporting the radio shows that go to 93 countries. We don't know who's listening, but we know who's talking. And we know that we're trying to help make it a better world with them. Simple as that. But the nice part about it, when you go to the website, you'll see Hope for You. You can click on there, and there are wonderful opportunities put together by Mr. Ron Clayton and the organization, which was founded by, talk about a small world. The gentleman that founded it, Mr. Joel Griffin, why, he went to high, he went to college in Pennsylvania with my high school football coach. We never met for another 50, 60 years, for crying out loud. But he was a brilliant man, very tall, handsome, and a good, humorous, great fellow, wonderful personality, good Christian man. And he became a doctorate in mathematics was his specialty. And he became a senior advisor to three of the presidents of the United States of America. Can you imagine that? Not only one, two, three presidents said, we want this guy keeping an eye on things, giving it the good guidance to make sure that we're doing the right thing for all of the citizens of the country and the world. Wonderful man. We got to meet, and there it started. He became a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society. Sadly, the cancer got him, and the good Lord called him home. But Mr. Ron Clayton is continuing on with all the wonderful things that have been going on, and he continues in his own particular inimitable style. So keep up your good work, Ron. And Mary Stanley, my golly, she joined, and she's even adding to it. And let me just emphasize the fact that their daughter, Mariana, she came home one day because Mary was teaching her young daughter about wonderful, wonderful things from the Golden the Kindness Campaign. And she said, Mom, why don't we have a kindness club in every one of the classrooms that we have? So that's a wonderful idea. And here's what we're working on so that you understand. We want to have a kindness club and not to interfere with what the teachers are teaching. No, no, no. We don't interfere with anything. We add to what they're doing. So every kid is a member of the club, free, no expenses, but adds to what they're doing in their own lives. So every classroom and every school and every city and every state in the United States, and might not make it the world. Wouldn't that be wonderful to have a world full of people focused on being kind with one another? It's a terrific goal, and it's a good way to start. And why not? Because children are learning things in school, some of the things that a lot of people are unhappy with. But they can't argue with that. Let's be kind with one another. People always ask me, Len, how did you get involved in this kindness program? And I tell them simply this, where it started. I graduated high school, and 2 days later, I was on my way to the U.S. Navy to go to boot camp, and I was ready to leave home. And my mother said, Len, she'd actually say Lenny, but Lenny, remember this. She said, wherever you go, wherever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And those two words are embedded in my heart, in my soul, in my mind. So this is the way I'm trying to live. Whatever it is, be kind. And it works. Keeps me happy. My wife is very happy. Our four children, our grandchildren, nieces and nephews, everybody's happy. Because why not? Treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, with dignity and respect. And that's what's going on. And we're going to continue doing that. And I just had to mention Mr. Joel Griffin's name. Because his wife, Arta, and hope she's still with the program. very supportive, wonderful program, and we kept on doing it. So that's one of the good things, and I've had some other stuff. I hope you're writing this stuff down and share it with your friends. If you want to make a phone call, your family or friends, make a quick call and say, hey, turn in on the Kindness Club here, which is the Hope. The phone number, 714-816-4686. They can join and hear what's going on, the wonderful opportunities being presented, Mr. Ron Clayton and Mr. Mary Stanley. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I'll take another sip of my cup of coffee. Thank you kindly. Back over to you, Ron and Mary.
You know, the Kindness Club, the Kindness Campaign, we talk a lot about external kindness, doing things for others. We tend to forget, and it's the hardest thing for humans to do. But the one thing that sets us apart, especially in the Kindness Club for Kids, is internalized, being kind to ourselves, being able to understand it's okay, especially for children, it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to, you know, be outside that box. You are who you are. And I always talk about this a lot and think back to the late 80s, early 90s, when that culture, that thought point was so everywhere. You had shows like Punky Brewster. The whole concept was she's a kid that was different. She was followed the beat to her own drummer. She did what she did because of who she was. And we need to bring that back to our kids. Instead of them having to fit into a label and fit into a box, just letting them be kids and be who they are. You know, right now in our society, it's all about, you know, figuring out what label you are. And we're forcing our kids to not explore who they are. We're forcing our kids to fit into that box. And they never get that chance till they're way older to learn who they are. And by then, a lot of times, it's too late. No, we're looking for, you know, different diagnoses. This is, will my trouble, my kid have autism? Does it have ADHD? What is, you know, is it a girl or is it a boy? Don't worry about any of that stuff. Just let them explore and be kids. You know, yes, sometimes their clothes may not match. Happens a lot in my house. Celebrate the fact they dressed themselves, picked out their own clothes. You know, celebrate the fact that they're happy. You know, some days they may color the sky orange or purple and the grass blue. You know, let kids be kids and accept them. Let them accept themselves before we start judging who they are.
That's a good way to go, isn't it, Mary?
It is, sir.
I have to add one thing to the kindness. And one of the things about being kind is when somebody does something that is not right and is not wrong. But anyway, the idea is to forgive them. You don't have to make a big deal about it. You could just simply say to yourself, I forgive this person for doing a bad thing or saying the wrong thing or whatever reason. Because I'm convinced that we all pray to the good Lord and we say, dear God, forgive me for my sins. Well, how can we expect the good Lord to forgive us our sins if we don't forgive others? So we make it a very simple program. Forgive others as we hope that the good Lord will forgive us. If we don't forgive, we can't expect to be forgiven by the good Lord. So anyway, that's just a little itty-bitty tidbit that I like to share with others because it makes sense. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, I understand that now. And that's great stuff. So that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, and there's more to come. You got some nice stories to tell. And I jokingly tell people, and some of them are true. And they all laugh. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're going to tell the truth all the time. But a little levity goes a long way. If you made me if I made you smile, good. You can keep happiness in your life. Well, back over to you, Ron, or Mary. Your choice.
Well, Len, I just love how you bring levity, you bring fun, you bring the idea that we can smile. Boy, oh boy, there's so many people walking around with frowns on their face, and we're going to turn it around, turn that frown into sunshine. And, you know, by having this program, what's really cool, you can't teach kindness. But what we can teach is an attitude that helps people understand it. And you feel better. I don't care what it is. When you do something nice for somebody else, you inside feel better. You can't keep that growl on your face. You can't keep that growl in your heart. And so that's one thing. You know, kids are young and impressionable. And when you can teach them to be enthusiastic about being kind, and it gets to be a competition, and one kid sees one kid being kind, well, I can do that too, you know. And so what we're doing is we're creating a spirit of corps, you know, and that's what wins football games. You know, so you can take a team. Yesterday there was one football team that at the beginning of the season was predicted to go nowhere. And yesterday they reigned one of the top teams. They beat one of the top teams in the league. And they got a brand-new quarterback, first year, rookie. Then another team, up Minnesota, I'll tell you, Minnesota, they got a guy who couldn't find his way to the locker room. He's so new, he just got in the league. I mean, he just got in the league last week. He won a game, and now this week, yesterday, he won again. And these are all, you look at the crowds, or you look how the people have gotten behind them. And see, when we create this all over the country, where people start thinking more towards being kind to each other, now we can have more fun together, and we do more things. And you're all open. You're less confined. I just think that's one of the greatest, one of the attributes of what this whole thing does.
Absolutely.
You know, you're right about one thing. We can't teach kindness, but what we can teach our children is how the mindset of kindness. Because kindness is a habit. It's something we start with. And we have, you know, you see all these little kids, you know, toddlers. They share everything. Kids share more than you ever want them to share, including the food that they're eating. But as they get older, they kind of, that aspect is not cultivated, so they kind of shy away from it. And so as they get older, they become more self-centered, which is human nature. It's, you know, we're taught to preserve ourselves before anyone else. And take care of ourselves, because we've learned that most people won't help us. And so we need to stop that and start cultivating this as young as possible about being nice to each other and being kind to each other and looking out for each other. And develop these habits again and keep these habits going. You know, it's simple as manners. You know, please and thank you. Holding the door open. Well, things that we took for granted in the 50s and the 60s that have slowly gone away with the feminist movement. And we're not going to go into that discussion because I don't believe in that movement.
Well, we believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's
correct.
What we're all about. And we
still sure makes sense.
We salute the man of the hour, Captain Len Kane. You know, he doesn't talk about it, and he doesn't brag about it. But this man, they tried to keep him. You have to understand, when you're Top Gun, They want to keep you. They don't care how old you are. They want to keep you because you're the best of the best of the best. And they want to keep them. So, we'll keep them in. We'll promote them. See, that's what they can do. You can always get promoted in the services. But to get promoted to rear admiral, that's kind of a talk about a career capping recognition and honor. Folks, this is a guy who's still serving every day. He didn't got to do that. He's got family. He's got grandkids. He just goes off on an island. Well, he is in San Diego. I'd say you go on an island. He's out there in San Diego in the wonderful sun and beautiful weather year-round. He's got the beaches down the street. He's got the beautiful harbor and all the ships and Navy shipyard there, too. If he wants to get back close, he can always run down the street right there. But he is amongst one of the greatest places. He and his wife, Annie, she runs the thrift shop, helping food and clothing for other, you know, people that need help. And they live a life of heroes. And they should be honored that way. I know I walked down the street with him, and he couldn't take two steps without somebody else coming up to him, either saluting him or shaking his hand and thanking him everywhere we went. I was amazed when we went to the Navy Yard, though, he put the door, and, you know, the gate, you know, how those Marines are there. They guard that, you know, there's the USS Nimitz there, a multi-billion-dollar aircraft carrier that right now I think is guarding off the coast of Japan and Korea to protect American interests. Well, he wants to take us on a tour on this thing. And, you know, they just salute him. Well, hey, Cap, you know, it's like, welcome home. And, you know, we just drove in there like we were VIPs. You know, he deserves that because his history of serving others and helping the causes of what we're all about as Americans. We're about the world being free and better. I just said, home of the free, home of the brave, home of the searching for making this a better world. Well, one's just, and I can't exaggerate enough, and I don't consider it exaggeration. I don't know if I could possibly totally give him the kind of honor and respect. I do everything every day and every week and every month that I can to continue to lift him up because he is a hero. He has demonstrated around the world. You know, Bob Hope even said, hi, good guy. You know, I mean, that's pretty good, Len.
Oh, well, I'm honored to be in the organization, friends with you, and the friendship that you offer and Mary and everybody in the organization means so very much because we're here together. It's not just one guy doing one thing or one gal doing one. We're all together. We're partners helping to make it a work. We're doing the work of the Lord. Simple as that. And he expects us to do it, and I think we should continue because that's why we're here. The goal is very simple. Got a minute to help make it a better world. Just be kind. So that's wonderful. And good to hear your kind words, Ron, and your lovely bride. It means so much. Linda is there to work. The wives, as you mentioned, my wife, Pam, the work that she does as a volunteer at the ship, at the thrift shop at the church. People bring in things that they can't use. What they do is they tidy them up, clean them up, all that good stuff. And people come in then and purchase them. And the money goes to the church to continue their work. People who can't afford real expensive things, they come there, they get very good quality materials, and whatever they're going to buy. So everybody's happy helping one another, just being kind to one another. I could go on, but it all comes out the same. And it's a wonderful, wonderful world we live in. And it's a wonderful way to live in this world. Mary, your children are wonderful. Your hubby's a fine man. And you are super special. And we appreciate being on the show with you. And I got a few more things to, other things to talk about, only if you say it's okay.
Well, I'm going to double team on you, Lynn, if they're going to let me jump in there. because if anybody deserves a double portion blessing, then we were talking to him. Ron loves to hear me to say that I guess I should go ahead and remind everybody, since everybody's listening, that when the divine creator designed us, he designed us in his own image. And down here in the south where I'm from, in Atlanta, Georgia, in the northeast Georgia mountains, we always say, ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, and we feel honored and privileged just to be able to do anything with you and Mary. Not just because you're veterans, Lynn, not just because you're veterans, Mary, Rick, and all the other team players, but because you're humanitarians. Lynn, you've been teaching us ever since you've been on the air with me, I guess well over 10 years. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Ron always said, tell them, country, we don't care whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or flew around the world 10 times and back like Superman. We just want you to be kind. It's not that complicated. We just complicate it because, Glenn, right now, you're doing what most people could if they only would. Mary, you're doing what most people could if they only would. But not what would Jesus do, WWJD. What are you going to do? Because he's already done everything that he said he was going to do. And even though we've been in the wars, Lynn, you've been in the war, but he already reminded you before you went to war that the battle is not yours. The battle's already been won. So we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. And we give him all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And you find a kind of landing right there. Many, 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 many are called, and few are chosen. Mary, you're the chosen one. Lynn, you're the chosen one. Ron Clayton, I like to say it, our new president. Got that vision baton passed on to you so you can look into the future and collectively do what Joel has been doing, collecting people from all different portions of the planet. We're calling you out today, not just on Veterans Day, but we're calling all the men, all the women, all the boys, and all the girls to come together with us to help make for a better world. And then when it comes down to it, we're never, ever, ever, ever going to fall short on giving him all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that he deserves, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we thank him right now for choosing us. Back to you, Mary.
Wow. I'm going to jump in here just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, what you heard was the gentleman, he has a nickname. He calls himself Country Boy down there in Georgia. But his name is Brad Dorsey. Very successful gentleman. One of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. Very successful. Helping people here, there, and everywhere. Very wonderful man. And you hear him speak, and it's just inspirational. Brad Dorsey, keep up your great work. It's just an honor and a pleasure to be associated with you, partners, and most important, friends. God bless you now and ever, and you and yours. So, again, back over to you, Mary. Thank you kindly.
Well, maybe Mary might be having challenges getting her speaker working. She's like a boy. You ever seen one of those cyborgs where they're all hooked up with all these electronics and headsets and wires going here and there? She's like Command Central every day when the shows are running. And we are so excited and proud because she has these expertises operating this. And, you know, a few years ago, a friend of both of ours introduced us to each other. And initially, we got, you know, talking and learning about what she did and what we're doing, and she signed up. She says, I'm on board. And then from there, she said nothing but go and take it by the horns. And also, have you ever seen a rodeo? She's like that gal that gets out there, but she's taking down the bull. She's taking care of us. She can rattle, she can wrangle one of those big bulls with big horns. She can take us down, I'm telling you. She knows what she's doing, guys, and we're so excited.
Ron.
Thank you, Mary.
Can I interrupt you one more time, Ron?
Sure.
Mary, if you guys have ever read that little book, there's a lady in the book named Mary. I just mentioned to you about a double portion blessing. Not that she had one, but she has two specially gifted children that are world changers. Right now, it's just amazing, Lynn, that we look around and see the people that we have on our team. My granddaddy always said, country boy, if you're the smartest person on your team, then you need to get yourself some new super friends, people that are able to love you and do things for you that you can't do for yourself. Because I'm reminded, too, Ron, Shakespeare wrote it and gave it to Hamlet, to be or not to be. Is that the question, or is that the answer to the question? We're to be a blessing to somebody. Ron, you say it every day and every time you're on the show that we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you in the categories, in the areas of your life that you really need to be blessed on. Oh, I must remind you, ask not, receive not. So be careful out there what you've been praying for, because God is still in the healing business. He's still in the blessing business, and he's gathered up a gang of people, a whole bunch of people. I call them super friends. Joel told me it was okay to call you guys super friends. We're super friendly and we're super kind, but we all work together to continue to help and bless humankind. Filling all those different areas you like. It sounded like a little poem, like a little cliche when I said ain't nobody can do what you do, but did I not remind you that he designed you in his own image and only made one you, Ron Clayton, only one you, Mary Stanley, only one you, Lynn Gang, only one you, Rick Reese, and then he sent a helpmate for you. Because we already know that it's a blessing to be a blessing, but if everybody could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. Just go ahead and wave a wand over yourself, and if you're not too selfish, take your selfish button off and sprinkle your family. So I love it, Ron, to say that we care. We care. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you'll know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. All of you out, blessing and prayer shouts sent out to all of you where you are, because we're all coming together on one accord about our Father's business to help make for a better world. So not what would Jesus do, what are you going to do?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You are something special. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. God bless you.
You know, sorry, I didn't realize my mic was muted earlier. You know, sir, Mr. Kane, you are the moving and driving force behind kindness, especially with Optimize My Life and between the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. You know, I personally use you as an example, and it's an honor for me to know you. You know, when you started all these things, you were young. You were in the military, starting to raise a family. And it, sitting there watching what you did blew my mind, understanding, you know, in the military, you don't get a lot of free time. But yet you managed to create an organization that's been around for a very long time and still around. And still do everything you're doing, but yet still be as humble and faithful as you were back in the day when you first started.
Mm. Many nice memories, Mary, and you're part of it.
Well, Lynn, what happened was before that, when that virus came along, I forget what they call it, corona or something like that. Lynn, you was born with a disease, and I don't care if your name, I hope you don't mind if I throw a label on you real fast. You was born with the gift of agape, unstoppable, unbelievable, unconditional kind of love. It seems like it's complicated, but it's simple. It's simple, but it's complicated. It's not easy to do anything, but they say anytime you do something more than 7 times, it becomes a habit. Mary said, all these years, 50-plus years, you've been who you are. Lynn Kane, Mary Stanley. Ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do, super mom, wife, military soldier that would lay her life down, not over there, but come home to 9/11 and still go try to rescue people. And when I started to talk about you when you didn't speak back up, I had forgot what I was going to say. I've never met this woman, but guess what? Every single time I have to introduce somebody to Mary, I said, Mary is actually one of my best friends in the world. Here's the crazy part. I never met her. Mary has every code that I have, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. She has to tell me how to get in my safe deposit box. She's a woman of code. I said all that, say laughingly. Not do she just believes she knows in her knower that she knows that she knows about God's business, just like you, Lynn. And then she's established through something of having these this disease called agape all these years that you can trust her. I can trust what you say, Lynn. I can trust what you say, Ron. I can trust what you say. Mary, Mary, Mary had a little lamb. If you tell me you got a little lamb, I believe you. If you tell me you put a Santa Claus out front and he has a United States flag holding it up in the air and not a president, I believe you. I'm excited just to know you guys. I'm going to stop because I didn't laugh tears into my eyes. I call it tears of joy. But you guys are just, I guess you're just affecting all of us. Because what you have, that disease I told you about, Lynn, called agape, I think we called it too. Doing unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, it will eventually come right back to you. Last one, cliff note for you spiritual people that's listening. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and I forgot to tell you that hope is the grandfather for faith. Let me read it real slow for you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and if you have nothing to hope for, then you have nothing to activate that little faith that you say you have. So when we partnered up with you, Lynn, a God and a man of God who practices just being kind, so, so simple, and partnered up with Ron Clayton, our new president over here, the Hope Foundation, so we have enough hope to boost your faith and we care enough to share enough information so that you'll know what you need to know. Lynn already told y'all, there's many that went before us and paved and burnt paths down so we wouldn't have to fall and go through what they went through and make the same mistakes that they went, and then the Hope Foundation, we call us the Hope Foundation /Collection, a group of super friends that come from around the world coming together on one accord to help make a better world. Thank you, Ron Mary.
Wow, what a guy. What a guy. God bless you. Mr. Brad Dorsey. Terrific.
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, we spent the last week honoring, and we're going to continue, Len, through the end of the week, and I'm really looking forward to, you'll be back on the radio show, on your show on Friday, and the show dedicated to Captain Len Kane, the Optimize Your Life show. And we already have lined up as guests. There's a fella who was a baby in World War II, and he was at the Battle of the Bulge in a crate, car, a box. And, you know, a box like a, well, it was on a freight train because they were taking all the kids and people and putting them on the trains. These were Nazi trains. Most of the people didn't survive. So that, when the Battle of the Bulge happened, the German army was ready to take a train full of kids and people and take them away. And this gentleman that's going to be on the show with you on Friday, Len, he was one of the officers that helped rescue Peter Hadley is his name. And he's going to be on the show. He's a good friend of mine here in Buffalo. And he was a teacher for many years at Tonawanda Schools. And he was going around telling the stories. And so now we've hooked up with him. And he's going to share what happened and how he was saved. Literally, his life, his spirit, his soul. And he'll be on the show with an officer who lives there in San Diego who was part of that rescue saving heroes, GIs that were part of the Army in World War II to help make it happen. You guys are all going to be flying high on the Kane Express on Friday. So there was shows in between. Don't miss Travel Tuesday, Nutrition and Health on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we got Hall of Family and Support Family and the veterans and their families, first responders. And Friday, we go back to Harold bringing the end of the week of recognizing hometown heroes. Thank you all. God bless.
Terrific. Looking forward to Friday, this coming Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss it. Share it with your friends. Tell them to be there. And if I may add a little something, when you go to our Golden Rule Society website, I have to tell you about this, because the site, when you go to it, our website, you'll see the gifts and the list of opportunities. And one of them is called INTIVA Health. The initials are INTIVA. It's an acronym for informational technology, visuals, and all that sort of stuff. But it was put together by a Marine who was wounded in combat and medically discharged because he couldn't continue. And he was going to college down in Texas. And very technologies, sharp, sharp dude. And he put together this organization. And he gave it the name INTIVA Health. So supporting the medical industry. And he's got doctors, nurses, scientists, all that, but people are putting together. And the organization that he put together has been exponentially growing to the point that 2 years ago, supporting him, I was very happy to do that and still am supporting the organization. They were selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. Now, that is something that is incredible. I'll give you an example. I talked to doctor friends of mine. I say, Dr. Jones, are you familiar with the INTIVA Health program? He said, oh, I've heard about it. I said, have you visited? Well, yeah, I'll do it. And then a few days later, the calls me and says, Len, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? This is incredible. It's wonderful. Warm, all that good stuff. And another simple example. You're not a doctor, but let's say you got a glitch. As a friend, he's got a glitch in his get-along, I call it. He said, Len, I'm in constant pain all over my body, aches and pains. And the doctor, he keeps giving me these ABC pills, and I take them, and I'm still in pain. I said, well, why don't you contact the good friends down at the INTIVA Health Program? So I gave him how to do it. So he did, and he ended up talking to a doctor down there, and the doctor listened to him and said, okay, fine, yeah, that's fine. You got this, you got that, the other. Okay. He says, well, don't take those ABC pills. Take the XYZ pills. So he changed his medicine. And I guess like less than a week later, he calls me up and said, Len, this is magic. He says, I'm taking these new pills. I am pain-free. And guess what it cost him to do this? He had to pay for the pills. But he said there was no charge for the from the doctor or anything like that. They're just giving the good guidance. And that's a good reason to be number one in the world helping the medical industry, helping individuals. Anyway, there's more stories to tell, but you got what I'm saying. Visit GoldenRuleSociety.org and look up Intima Health. Wonderful stuff. And there are other items in the Golden Rule Society charity on the website that you say, wow, this is great. And I keep telling everybody on the radio shows, on Friday especially, I say, welcome aboard, and watch my lips and all that sort of stuff. Visit the website. And by the way, we're not selling anything. Most everything on our site is free. Some things are better than free. Why not take advantage? So there you are. And again, looks like we're getting close to... Okay, so I'm going to turn it back over to you, Mary, so you can say bye-bye and thanks.
Thank you, Len. So join us tomorrow on Travel Tuesday. Special guest, a veteran of the Armed Forces, a friend of mine. And he will be talking with Rick and Ron about travel and about what he is doing out of the service to make the world a better place. Thank you for joining us today. And remember to celebrate Kindness Day every day, not just today. Have a good day.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, you country boy. Thank you, Ariana Princess. Bye now.
Bye-bye for now. God bless.
God bless you all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Optimize My Life Radio. We hope you found today's show insightful and empowering. Remember to follow us on social media and Optimize My Life for updates, additional resources, and to stay connected with our community. Join us back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern for another enriching episode as we continue our journey towards a more fulfilling and optimized life. Until then, take care, and remember to make each day count.